Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Radio Daily Defense Studios with you today. How the hey are ya? What did I walk past the sign with today? I got a bunch of email about that the other day. A couple of you sent me some emails and said, hey, did you spill anything on that board up there? We noticed a couple technical problems. No, it's because I have new stuff. But I do have coffee with me today. If some of you were interested in what it was, some of you thought it was that pear-flavored sugar-free Red Bull. It is not. Today it is just it's a sugar-free vanilla coffee from Starbucks. My daughter went up and got it for me just a little bit ago. And there you go. Coffee in the afternoon. It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. Where am I going to go today? Oh, my gosh. Good heavens. Wow. I can't get to it. I cannot get to it. Still in the middle of triage. Started working the triage hours ago. And believe it or not, 10 minutes ago, literally 10 minutes ago, I found what I'm probably going to spend the second half of the program on. It's just the way it works when things are breaking out so fast like that. I want to start with this, though. I mentioned to you a couple days ago Trump's comments when asked when he was departing on Marine One for his trip for D-Day, which, by the way, let's go ahead and mention that today is D-Day. I put a post out on our Facebook page at Armed American Radio that says, please never, ever, ever let your children forget what happened 75 years ago today. They're not being taught this stuff anymore, not to the extent that I was when I was a kid. Granted, I was born 17 years after World War II ended, fairly recent history. And I'm not old by any stretch. This was not that long ago. 75 years, not a long time. My grandfather was born in 1896, my grandpa. So think about that. Put it in perspective in your own life. It's not that long ago. Many of us have relatives still living. I was up at 4:30 this morning watching Trump in Normandy, and it was unbelievable. Some of the just touching is all get out. Some of the vets that were there, 93 years old, 95, 96, excuse me, their stories, just incredible. The granddaughter of the woman, the granddaughter of the man and woman who owned the farm, which is now this sprawling, incredible, beautiful place, the cemetery where 9,300 Americans are buried. And she, as the granddaughter, Trump was telling the story of what happened during the day of the battle. They were huddling to keep themselves alive during that battle. And they were there. The grandmother that was there, 96 years old, was there at Trump's talk at Normandy for the 75th anniversary. Some fascinating stories that you just don't think about. And it's a shame. Our kids don't get this information like we did when we were kids. You know, D-Day, don't forget this June 6th, 75 years. Just make sure your children or maybe your grandchildren are aware of the sacrifices that were made. It's because of those sacrifices, literally those sacrifices, that we're able to do this today. It was a very bad time back then. Freedom was at stake, literally at stake. The future of the free world was at stake. So we can't forget that stuff. None of that's lost on me. I hope that's not lost on you. And I hope it's not just a single day every year, but it's something I think about on a regular basis. But let me go back to some of the triage that I was working with, because Trump, I told you, was talking about, when asked at Marine One, the Virginia Beach killer used a silencer. Do you think we should have restrictions on silencers? We already have a ton of restrictions on silencers that shouldn't be there, frankly, because the silencer, while it's called a silencer, isn't a silencer. It doesn't silence anything unless you're an idiot or you watch too much TV or you believe you know enough about a silencer because you watch TV, which is apparently what a lot of people in the media think they know because they see it on TV. They believe it, and it's wrong. It's all lies. Nonetheless, Trump's response was, I don't like them, he said, or something to that effect. I don't like them at all, or something like that. And I mentioned that to you because we don't know what he meant by that, or now do we know what he meant by that? Do we know what he meant by that today? Because it seems that Donald Trump had a conversation with gun hater extraordinaire Piers Morgan. And during that conversation, Bloomberg is reporting late yesterday afternoon, or I should say early yesterday morning, Trump says he's seriously looking at banning gun silencers. President Trump said he'll, quote, unquote, seriously look at banning gun silencers after last week's mass shooting in Virginia. Here's what Trump said exactly. And he said this to Piers Morgan, who hates America's gun laws. And we don't really care what Piers Morgan hates. Piers Morgan can go back to Great Britain and hate what he wants. Well, I'd like to think about it. I'm going to seriously look at it. And Trump told Piers Morgan during that interview, which I've seen, he didn't, quote unquote, love the idea of a ban. But he was also unhappy to see the frequency and severity of mass shootings in the U.S. Silencer suppressor has absolutely nothing to do with the frequency of a mass shooting in the United States of America. Absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever. So there's no correlation there at all. We know what Trump said about, quote unquote, bump stocks. And we know that the NRA came out and made a comment about bump stocks very out of the ordinary for the NRA to do what they did with bump stocks. It was apparent to me immediately that a bump stock was the sacrificial lamb. And I knew that. I told you that when I reported it to you right after Vegas, right after the NRA statement. And I was right. It was easy to see. When your neck's this deep in this stuff every day, it's easy to see this kind of thing. I don't care who it came from, but it was very clear to me that the statement from the NRA was a green light for Republicans to go ahead and sacrifice the bump stock on the altar of gun control. And that's what happened. It was martyred. The NRA caught a lot of heat about that. They tried to walk it back, but it was like a number of things they've tried to walk back lately. It was a day late and a dollar short. It wasn't happening. Nobody in the know was buying it, especially not me. So I don't have any qualms about saying that. In this particular case, though, the separate headline is that the National Rifle Association is silent on Trump's commentary about silencers at this stage of the game. Now, you know what the left is doing. I already told you. They're going to start flying off the shelves. The prices are going to rise. People are thinking they're going to be banned. It's going to happen. It's happening right now. And it's going to get worse. And now we have silence from the National Rifle Association when they should be stepping out immediately and saying, hey, the sound suppressor has nothing to do with the actions of a criminal. And unlike the narrative being driven by the mainstream lunatic press, the mad propagandists for the Democrat Party and the gun grabbers, a suppressor does not silence a gun. The gunshots inside that municipal building in Virginia Beach were very apparent to everybody in the building from one corner to the other. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And that's exactly what they should be saying. And right now they're silent. So I don't know who's writing the narrative up in Northern Virginia from the National Rifle Association, but they should be all over this already. And a quick glance at their page today, as I bring the show to you today, shows that they have said nothing about it. So it's silent. And it doesn't need to be silent. So I'm going to jump on them for that. Step out and make a statement, man. Become relevant again. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just me that thinks that stuff. But if you want to be relevant after all the bad news you've given, start stepping out there and be relevant. Make a statement. I don't see it yet, though. Nothing but silence. So we're going to watch that very, very carefully. And the question now is, can Trump ban silencers? No, I don't believe he can. Any more than Trump can ban with a motion of a pen a type of firearm that he doesn't like. Remember what happened with the bump stock. They had to go through the motions of redefining it to fit their narrative so that they could write an executive order and ban it by creating something out of thin air that didn't exist. The Obama administration couldn't do it, and they knew it. The whole bump stock thing stinks. It rots. And it rots from inside the White House. I don't have any problem telling you that as a Trump supporter. It stinks from the White House. You know it. I know it. They know it. They didn't get mine. I just don't know where it is. Can't find it. But I didn't turn it in. Now what? We're going to have to wait and see. I don't have the answer for you there. I don't know. But the pieces of the puzzle are there, aren't they? Didn't we see this before? We did see it before. I just don't know how it's going to shake out. I wish I did. Well, I'd like to think about it. I'm going to seriously look at it. What does that mean? Is one of Trump's sons going to talk some sense into him? Look, Dad, come on, man. Is the National Rifle Association going to stay silent Oh, people don't need suppressors. The National Rifle Association was the biggest supporter of the Suppressor Act. So who knows? I would think they'd be out there defending that right now, but I will have to digress at this point. When we come back, liberal Tom Hartman, you know who Tom Hartman is? Tom Hartman's a wacko liberal. He's I got to give him some props. So he's a great talk radio. He's the only liberal talk radio host out there that has a show that's very viable and continues to thrive and live. I'm going to tell you something about what he wrote today that is just mind-boggling. You're going to look at this and you're going to scratch your head because he does what all liberals do when they want to come after your guns. The second half of this program today, we're going to go through a day in the life of Shannon Watts. Wait till you hear this. Back after this. All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. Yeah, I don't know about the Trump thing. We're going to figure that out together. We'll watch and see how that unfolds. Let's move over to Tom Hartman quickly. Some of this stuff is so predictable because people who cannot handle firearms, to me, have always, or who don't like guns, I've found over the years, appear to be people who seem to not trust themselves with guns. They're fraidy cats, essentially. They don't like guns. They don't like being around guns. And they don't like to tell people they're fraidy cats and don't like being around guns. But I know people. I have liberals in my family that I've taken shooting that were shaking like leaves and sweating like pigs, but were too afraid to tell me and wound up having a ball. Really enjoyed it, but were scared to death and were afraid to say anything to me about it. And I wound up having a great time with them. If you ever want to change somebody's mind about a firearm, take them to the range. It's a blast. But Tom Hartman talks about how, and I don't listen to his program. I don't listen to anybody's talk radio program. I don't know if he's talked about it on his show. I'm sure he probably has. He hates firearm rights. But he likes to say he's not coming after anybody's guns. But that's not true. He says that guns can be thought of as a drug. I want you to pay attention to this. I'm not making this stuff up. Guns can be thought of as a drug, is what Hartman thinks. An intoxicating, mind-altering, power-conferring drug that leads to aggression and, in the United States, to around 40,000 deaths a year. Let me make something very clear. Hartman is telling you a fib right off the – that's the subheader to the article title, which is titled How Guns Literally Go to Men's Heads. Do they go to women's heads? Don't know. He doesn't mention it. He only talks about testosterone. He's a fraidy cat. He doesn't like guns. He believes, as I've told you for years, people who don't like guns believe all guns are bad. Guns lead to aggression, and anybody who owns a gun is eventually going to pop. That's what they think. And in this case, Hartman apparently believes that your gun is a drug, that it's intoxicating, that it's literally mind-altering, that it's power-conferring, and it leads to aggression. And in the United States, to 40,000 deaths a year. That's a fib. Two-thirds of that number that there were 17,000 homicides in the United States. The homicide rate in this country right now, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Statistics Report, is about 5 per 100,000. We don't rank anywhere near up in the world on that ranking number. That's a number. That's a fact. Facts are stubborn things because they don't budge. They don't move. We can't alter them. People are not entitled to their own facts. They're entitled to their own opinions, but not facts. That 40,000 deaths a year, you would believe if you just surfed that headline and walked away, was guns are intoxicating, men who own guns kill 40,000 people a year. That's not true. That's patently false. Two-thirds of those, but that the left is notorious for doing. It's been doing this for years. They include Shannon Watts is notorious for this. They throw these numbers out there because they know half of you are stupid. That's what they think, and they know it. They're stupid. Throw it out there. Nobody's going to call us on the media on it. They're all in our camp. Let's just throw the number out there. Everybody's going to buy it. Nobody's going to corner us on it. And if they do, Jake Tapper might corner us, but I'm a liberal with my own radio show, and I'm certainly not going to question myself. And if anybody does, I'm just going to talk over them and bury them and cut their mic. I know for a fact because I've been a guest on his show. That's what he does. They lie to you about the premise to bring you on the program. They set up a fake interview with you about things that they're not going to talk with you about. And then Hartman just blindsides you on the show with information. It's the same thing. Piers Morgan does the same thing. They're notorious for it. But nobody's going to question their facts. Nobody's going to say, well, wait a minute. And even if they do, they're going to let them slide like they did Cory Booker. I played you that yesterday. You saw Cory Booker just get away with it. And then when he saw that he was successfully getting away with it and he knew Tapper was just not going to question him anymore on it, he got like deer-eyed and doe-eyed and like a little dough idea. It's from my cousin Vinny, right? It's nibbling down, drinking out of the brook like a little dough idea. That's exactly what he did. He was like, oh, man, what a relief. Woo! Nobody's going to question him on it. Those 40,000, that's a completely and totally misleading number. When a man has a gun, he literally holds the power of life and death in his hand. That kind of power is extraordinarily seductive. With a gun in his hand, a man can look around a room, a building, or a public arena or public area and specifically identify who will instantly die and whom he will allow to live. It's a power that traditionally has only been held by doctors, priests, police, and soldiers. That's a, be careful. Whew, very bad word almost came out of my mouth. That's a flat out lie. There you go, okay? Wow, what a slap in the face. I didn't know priests could determine who can instantly die. How does that work? I don't get that one. The power over life and death is greater and more intoxicating than any other power. If you're not male and have never carried a gun in public, it's only an imaginary experiment. Really? So, I mean, think how degrading this is to what is now 50% of firearms ownership in this country. I'm not going to go over what I talked with you about at the Expo, at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, at the National Rifle Association Convention. Every female I've talked to on these airwaves, some of the best professional shooters in the nation are females. This is a slap in the face. He says it's largely a male problem because men commit 85.3% of all homicides and 97% of all homicides where the shooter and victim don't know each other. In the case of school and workplace shootings, the shooters are also more than 97% male. What he's not telling you is his entire theory is completely wiped out by the fact that millions of females own guns and don't do those things. So maybe, Tom Hartman, it's something else, like males are more prone to gangbang. And maybe girls who gangbang are more prone to commit crimes as well. Maybe it's something over there. But you see, what this reeks of is typical liberal fraidy cat male, I don't like guns, guns scare me, and I don't trust myself with a gun. So this is an easy way to find out why I'm such a wimp. By blasting all males. As a result of this male aggression, provoked in part by handling guns. Again, I go back to all guns are bad to people who hate guns, and anybody who owns one is merely, in this case, just a split second away from snapping, just a head rush, according to Tom Hartman, because of their testosterone rush. Oh, man, look at that gun. Oh, my God, a head rush. I got to go kill somebody. Let me go rob a liquor store. Couldn't be further from the truth. And Tom's numbers are way, way, way off. Of course, he talks about the male extremities and how there are obviously people that are members of the small club. And he talks and he continues to talk about how guns make us do terrible, bad things. Tom, if you don't trust yourself with a firearm, brother, don't buy one. It's as simple as that. But if 100 million of us males who have never committed a crime with a gun were a problem, bro, you'd already know it.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yep, yep, you are. Welcome back inside the studio with me. How the heck are you? Okay. I have to shift over here to the FBI for just a second. You know, the rest of the Hartman thing I'm not even going to bother with. People who are afraid of, or who are afraid of guns or don't like guns to a point that they think what I just told you Tom Hartman feels, just shouldn't buy guns. It's that simple. But he goes on to make the statement that, you know, we can have common sense gun safety, you know, that crap or whatever, however he phrased it, common sense, typical gun control talking point, and respect the Second Amendment. No, respecting the Second Amendment means not infringing the Second Amendment, just like you don't want to infringe your First Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment rights, your Fifth Amendment rights, and on down the line. But if you don't like guns, that really doesn't matter because, well, you're right and nobody else is right. Everybody else is wrong. Simple as that. But let's go to the FBI for just a second, because when you hear numbers like that, I want to let you know it's not me. We tell you the truth. We're not inflating anything or deflating anything. You can look it up at FBI.gov, UCR, Uniform Crime Report, FBI.gov/crime in the U.S., 2017. You can see the numbers for yourself. It's insane that we have to even do this, that the media won't do this, that the media won't even look at this, that nobody will call it out, that nobody will say, hey, you know, we were looking at your piece and we need to make a correction here because that's not true. Hence the term fake news, right? That's where it comes from. In 2017, the estimated number of murders in the nation was 17,284. I didn't make that up. This was a 0.7% decrease from the 2016 estimate. There were 5.3 murders. I said about five, so I'm right again. Go figure. Per 100,000 people in 2017. The murder rate in 2017 was down from the rates in 2016 by 1.4%, and by 20 and back as far as 2008 by 2%. The murder rates, as we've been telling you in this country, and violent crime in general, has been decreasing at record numbers as gun ownership has been rapidly increasing. Hartman and the rest of the gang, you know, the clown posse, don't want to tell you that. It doesn't fit the narrative. But they'll throw out a phony number like 40,000. I just gave this to you from the FBI. Where's the other 23,000? Did the FBI forget to tell us about it and Hartman knows about it and they don't? Of course not. Of course not. The other number includes suicides. And let me remind you, as much as I hate to say that, if someone is hell-bent on killing themselves, they're going to do it. They don't need a gun to do it. They can take some pills or suck on a tailpipe, okay? People do it. We want to try to reduce those numbers. All of them are tragic, whether it's by gun, whatever it is. We have to stop these things. But coming after my right to bear arms is absolutely 100% mutually exclusive from the suicide. It has nothing to do with it. The gun in my safe is not responsible for somebody killing themselves. Of the estimated number of murders in the U.S., 45.9% were reported in the South. I've given you these numbers before. 22.6% were reported in the Midwest. 20.2% were reported in the West. And 11.3% were reported in the Northeast. Do you want any more? Do you want me to go through the rest? I mean, I could sit and go through these numbers with you all day long, but it's not going to change anything. It's a fact. So we go back over to Hartman's again. Do you want to go back over there? I don't have to. You heard me tell you that he said 40,000. It's not true. So Hartman is one of two things. Ignorant of the facts. And what about today? What do I say? Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. So he's either ignorant of the facts, or he put that number in there, or he thinks that a gun makes you aggressive enough. You see, the whole thing is a lie. The whole thing is based on a lie. He certainly doesn't talk about women in there, because he will go back and default to, well, men commit most of the crimes. Well, then you better start figuring out why. Because, you see, it's predictable. If you go to a city of Chicago, I can show you where most of the crime is. And I can tell you who commits most of the crime. I can give you demographics that you're not going to like, bro. You're not going to like them, but facts are stubborn things. I can tell you who commits them. I can tell you what age group they come from. Yep. Yep. I can tell you what they're doing during the day, what puts them at risk. But according to Hartman, the gun puts everybody who has it at risk. So how do you account for 100 million law-abiding Americans who live their lives peacefully every single day and are no threat to anybody, who don't kill anybody, who Tom is lumping in with the 17,000 homicides? And by the way, not all of those are guns, by the way. Let me make that point. I think I forgot to say that, didn't I? The estimated number of murders was 17, not all of them. We're with firearms. I think that number's around 87, or about 11,000, I believe. It's around 11,000. Don't hold me to that, but it's close. It's in that range. So, I mean, let's dig even deeper into that. Oh, Mark, man, how'd you almost forget that? Intentionally to make my point, right? No, I really did truly forget that. I could have said that, but I'm honest with you. I'm not going to tell you that. It slipped me. But that's all murders. People being beaten to death. People being strangled, people being cut up by sicko psychopaths that exist out there because evil exists. Not because of a gun existing, but because evil exists. Men have been killing each other and women since the dawn of time. They beat each other with sticks and rocks. Have you seen some of the medieval weaponry, man? It's barbaric. They lay you down and stretch you out and crank the thing until you came apart at the seams, man. What would Hartman say then? What would he say then if there were no firearms? What would they be talking about then? I tell you, man, you can't make this stuff up. Let's go over to Southern California again. This is interesting. You know how I feel about homeowners associations and city councils, right? I equate the two. City council members are like homeowners association board members. People that like to, they just get off on, you know, the whole get off my lawn thing, you know, driving around with their little clipboard, move your grill. That has happened to me, yes. I've gotten letters, official letters. You need to move. I've got 5 smokers at the house, grill smokers, and they're on wheels. I move them. Sometimes I cook for neighbors. I put it out in the front yard. I guess the guy drove by 2 days later and it was still there. You know, and I didn't see him drive by, and the little letter comes out. You need to move your grill. My response to the Homeowners Association was, no, not going to happen. It's my grill. It's my lawn. It's my house. I'm going to use it. I'll move it and grill wherever I want to. Never heard back from him. I did move it because I didn't want to keep it in the front yard because my wife was getting mad at me. But I moved it over to the side and put it under a tree, and I sit there and have a great time. Nobody's ever said another letter. The answer is no. And city councils are a lot like that. People who get off on power, people who just are on these power trips that think they're these big wigs and they're city council people. You talked about them in Pittsburgh, right? I equate the two. It's the same thing. It's that whole power trip thing. I'm going to join the neighborhood so I can get off on screaming at my neighbors. And we all know what I'm talking about. We all know what I'm talking about. Maybe you were that person. I don't know. I hope not. But the San Diego City Council has a Public Safety and Livable Neighborhoods Committee. There's only 3 people on it. They voted 2-1. 2-1. To send a proposed ordinance which would require gun owners to store guns in a locked container or disable them with a trigger lock when not in use. And I thought Heller had something to do with that, but maybe it's just me. I don't know. Seattle tries this. So here's my answer to you and city councils and homeowners association wannabes that try to pull this on your neighbors. Because your city council, your constituents are your neighbors. You and what army is going to find out that my gun is locked up in my house or not locked up in my house? Because I'm not letting you in the house, and I'm not locking my gun up because it isn't doing me any good. Go pound salt. Get off my lawn. No, I'm not going to move my grill. I'll sit wherever I want on my own property. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, back in these Daily Defense studios with me for the final segment to Homeowners Association. See how easy that is? It's so easy to get mad at that. It really, truly is. You look at some of those people and go, man, what gets in your craw? So what happened in your life? You haven't aspired to what you want to be at work or something. You feel you got to, you know, that's a psychological phenomenon there. I'd like to know what that is. But there, you see patterns of it. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. It's the same type of person no matter where you go. And it tends to be the same type of person that sits on a city council. These people, they're so smug, it's insane. You got people in there talking to them and listening to them. They're sitting there with their pens. They're not listening to them. They're not paying any attention to them. They already know how they're going to vote. The hell with you. So, yeah, I don't cut them any slack whatsoever. Shannon Watts, I'm not going to cut any slack either. Shannon Watts is the woman who, she was a consultant, but she claimed to be just a stay-at-home mom of five in Zionsville, Indiana. She's just a little mommy. Just a little mommy who just got all fired up when Sandy Hook occurred. She had maybe 75 Facebook friends, is what she claims. And she just wasn't going to take it anymore. And now she drives around in bulletproof SUVs and flies all over the country. And has Michael Bloomberg paying for every bit of it. Now, how does that happen? All right. I want you. There's a couple things I want you to take a listen to. Moms demand action, according to Shannon Watts, is among the most prominent gun control organizations in the country. I won't detract from that. They are prominent because they get a lot of free airtime. They're a nonprofit, and they have nearly 6 million supporters. And next to that, it says more than the NRA in a link. And the link goes to the National Rifle Association. There's a big difference between Facebook likes and 5.5 million to 6 million dues paying members, many of them life members. So again, here's the misleading crap coming out of the gray lady, the New York Times, the supposed paper of record, used to be anymore. Now it's just a big bastion of fake garbage like this. Completely misleading. Moms Demand Action is a cyber group who can't muster more than 20 people to show up at an, I've been there, I've seen them with my own eyes, while 87,000 members are walking in and out of a convention hall floor. They don't have a convention like the National Rifle Association does because they can't. But it's, you know, they get the mad screechers, about 15 or 20 of them that show up on the steps wearing the orange T-shirts and stuff. But now she crisscrosses the country. She's no longer that mom with 75 Facebook friends. She's 48 years old. She lives in Colorado now. You probably didn't know that about Shannon Watts. She's a corporate communications PR specialist. And even the New York Times admits that she was no novice in how to shape an effective narrative. Of course she wasn't. She's a professional at it. She was good at it. Good for her. She wrote a book, Fight Like a Mother. And here's the narrative that she took away. She likes to look at the gun lobby as pushing fear. If the gun lobby, according to her, could make gun owners like me and like you fear that tougher laws would mean that somebody was coming to take our stuff, we would give them more money. And there is some truth to that. National Rifle Association has been notorious for it, been criticized for it for years. They're coming to take us away. Oh, no. Ha-ha. Remember that? Yeah. But there's truth to it. There is truth to it. That is what they want to do. We know it. And they do want to take it away. They're not just saying it. They actually want to take it away. She figured that she could motivate moms that their children were going to be murdered. Think of the difference here. Those people want to take away your firearms and your rights and your freedoms. Over here, it's those people want to murder your children. So she flat out fearmongers to the absolute lowest common denominator to a mother. Your child's going to be murdered, which is a bunch of crap. I just gave you the FBI numbers. We take risks every time we get in our automobile. We take risks when we fly. We take risks when we sit in a barber chair. We take risks when we eat a steak. Losing it, your child's going to be murdered. That's the ultimate fearmongering. And she says she has an army of angry moms. They talk about how, or she mentions how they've pushed Starbucks, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Panera Bread and other businesses to ban firearms. Starbucks hasn't banned crap. They just asked people, look, just don't bring them in. They don't have a no-gun sign up on there. There's not a no-gun sign at Dick's Sporting Goods. There's not a no-gun sign at Panera Bread. Maybe there is in a blue state. I don't know, but there's not in any of the three that I've ever seen around here. Now, I haven't been in Dick's in a couple years, but I walk past it when I'm heading over to Bed Bath & Beyond with a gun. I've walked into Starbucks openly carrying my gun, only to be greeted by very friendly baristas. Hey, Mark, how are you? So the whole thing is a house of cards that's built on a lie. But they go through her timeline here. Take a listen to this. 5 a.m., half awake. My husband John works in Cali and is commuting to Colorado. 8 a.m., I start conference calls, email responses, and tweets, accompanied by a skim latte, two poached eggs, and rye toast. 9 a.m., I'd planned to spend the morning working, but see the news that Jeremy Richmond, the father of a Sandy Hook shooting victim, has died by suicide. So I figured I'd exploit that, right? That's pretty much, you know where it's going. I'd spent time with Jeremy and his wife and children after his daughter's death. We shared an interest in Buddhism and meditation. I am devastated. 1 p.m. What'd you do between 9 and 1? Be devastated? I don't know. 1 p.m. My assistant Megan calls about my trip tomorrow to Boston. I'm going to take a later flight so I can do an MSNBC hit about the new bump stock ban. MSNBC hit. So about 80,000 people are going to watch it. 3 p.m., call a friend in L.A. who's planning a party there for my book launch. My travel schedule this summer will be insane, and I'm glad my son will be at camp. That way I don't have to worry about him having parties at our house while I'm out of town. Or even seeing him, right? 5:30 p.m., time to unwind. I ride 8 miles on my Peloton to 80s pop music. There's a visual. My husband is traveling, and I have a notoriously hard time opening wine corks. Just use your teeth. You'll get it to work. I see he stocked the fridge with delicious screw-top wines. Yay, hubby. Maybe this answers some of the questions you have. I don't know. 7 p.m., start packing for my trip. Black and navy suit, pair of black heels, and my red Moms Demand Action t-shirt. In a perfect world, I'd dress more sassily like Nancy Pelosi. Not like Melania Trump, who the whole world saw look insanely gorgeous in Great Britain the other day, but she wants to dress more sassily like Nancy Pelosi. But because of my lack of creativity, I just buy clothes in dark monotone colors, kind of like an adult version of Garanimals. Tuesday, 8:30, tape a podcast about our new campaign, One Thing You Can Do. talking about red flag laws. At 9:30 a.m., she's watching the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on red flag laws. At 10:30, she leaves for a remote studio in Denver for an MSNBC hit with her suitcase in tow, a carry-on. At 1 p.m., she's working on a Medium piece in honor of Nancy Pelosi's birthday. Scrolling through tweets about Moms Demand Action. Then she takes off for Boston at 4. At 6 o'clock, she uses the plane time to write speeches and editorials. I'm a good writer, but get one glass of red wine in me and I become Virginia Woolf. 10:30, takes her contacts out. She's legally blind. Wednesday, 8 a.m., she's dazed and confused thanks to East Coast time difference. Spends the morning going through emails. At 10 a.m., she tapes a podcast while sitting in Velcro rollers doing her makeup so she can leave right away for Rhode Island for an advocacy day with the governor. Then at 2 p.m., so many threats that two security guys meet me at my car when I arrive. Their job is to take me to the nearest hospital if anything happens. My God. Are they armed? Governor Raimondo and other lawmakers show up for the rally at 4, a survivor of the Vegas shootings. At 5, she's in the car. She eats an arm off a cookie shaped like a red Moms Demand Action t-shirt because she forgot to get lunch. At 7, she participates in a Harvard panel. Thursday, she's packed and dressed and headed to San Fran, sleeps a couple of hours. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, just gained 3 hours. Yay, so I jump in an Uber to grab lunch with Nancy Tung in Oakland. Nancy's a longtime Moms Demand Action volunteer. At noon, she talks to Nancy about how she could leverage our network. At 2 p.m., Ubers to Walnut Creek. Question for you. Who's paying for all that? 75 Facebook friends? No. Bloomberg's paying for it. Tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all again. They hate it. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.